This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back in April, President Trump ordered the Commerce Department to speed up an investigation into imports of foreign steel and aluminum, and specifically whether those imports were compromising national security. Today was the deadline for that investigation. It was missed due to what administration officials told the Wall Street Journal were, quote, unanticipated complexities, end of quote, because it turns out running the world's biggest economy is complicated. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looked into why it's taken such a long time for this administration to get its trade policy together.
President Trump says countries like China are artificially suppressing prices for steel and aluminum, leading to a reduction in U.S. production capacity, which could prove harmful in a time of war. Hence, the national security argument for imposing tariffs. But Matt Gold doesn't buy it. He's a former deputy assistant U.S. trade representative, now at Fordham University.
We don't have the kind of emergency in international relations going on now that would give us the right to do this.
Important trade partners like the EU agree and worry tariffs could harm them. Gold says they may try to retaliate. He says the proposal could also be bad for the U.S. economy, which is heavily reliant on steel and aluminum.
And whether you're building a road or a bridge or a building or a pipeline, it's going to become more expensive.
Why didn't the Trump administration figure this out sooner? Gold notes that many posts within the administration remain unfilled, potentially leaving out of the mix people who might have flagged such problems. But the delays could also be strategic, according to Carolyn Freund, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. She says the administration could be waiting to get more partners into a collective agreement at a G20 meeting in Hamburg next week. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross recently alluded to such an agreement.
He used words like a collective solution and in conjunction with our partners. So there's a chance they're using this as a stick to get other countries to agree to some sort of global steel agreement.
Freund says that would be better than a unilateral action by the U.S., but she wonders why Trump didn't float that idea among trade partners earlier. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.